You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. It is 7:01, and you're on Edge of Americana. My name is Josh, and Otto is not here, so we're doing a little flip-flopping. It was all Otto last week, and it's all me this week, and it's all random, so give me a call if you'd like to hear anything in particular. The number is 804-649-9737. Start off with a little bit of Pete Steele.
This here's the train to pull on the Crooked Hill at East Burnstead, Kentucky. They used to boys get down on the hill and they put soap on the track and cause the engineer to slip the driver rims on his driver. It's a song I've known for about 20-some years. I'm going to play it. It's called The Heavy-Loaded Freight Train.
When the levee's gone. starts to drag you down. When the levee's gone, when the levee's gone, ready to get along. Oh, when the levee's gone, when the levee's gone, when the levee's gone, ready to get along. Oh, when the levee's gone. When the levee's gone, when the levee's gone, ready to get along. Oh, when the levee's gone.
if I can. I'm feeling so blue and I don't know what to do, cause I'm head over heels in love with you. When I lay down, I feel it's all blue and I don't know what to do, cause I'm dead over heels in love with you. Sit and worry, I can't bear the thought of losing you. I'm feeling so blue and I don't know what to do, cause I'm head over heels in love with you. This life ain't worth living if I have to sit and worry over you. I'm feeling so blue and I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Because I'm head over heels in love with you.
Head over heels in love with you. That's Roland White featuring Alan Mundy. Playing the banjo, Dave Ferguson on the fiddle, and then, let's see, Roger Bush on bass, and Kenny Wirtz playing guitar. That's from an album called I Wasn't Born to Rock and Roll, But I Love to Cook. I think it's just I Wasn't Born to Rock and Roll, and then it may be parenthetically, or there's ellipses or something like that. Anyway, that was Head Over Heels in Love with You. That was first released in 1976 and then recently re-released by Tompkins Square Records, which is a great label, says I. Before that, we had the Old 78s doing The Last Rose of Summer, Believe Me If All Those Enduring Young Charms, and Come Back to Aaron, all jammed into one in a very pretty little classic banjo medley from an album released a few years ago. Curly Miller was feeling somewhat sick about a year ago, but is doing much better now, which is good to hear because he is a great source for both old-time fiddle tunes and especially old country rags. He has a real encyclopedic knowledge of rag music, which is a great thing that not many people do. Before that, Red Allen and Frank Wakefield recorded in Red Allen's kitchen doing Summertime Is Past and Gone, just beautiful. And the Wilders before that, When the Levee's Gone, and we started it with Pete Steele doing that really cool banjo piece, Train a Pullin' the Crooked Hill. Pete Steele from Woodbine, Kentucky, died in 1976. He was born in 1891. He was a carpenter his entire life. And he was also a coal miner, and he and his wife Lily sang tons of songs together. And that's where we are. I don't know that I'm going to be so chatty all night, but just happened to have that much information in me all at once. So let's hear some more music. Why not? Here's Clark Kessinger doing Whistlin' Rufus. Thank you.
trouble get through. The next gal I get wants you to know must be built for action, have lots of dough.
Line just about going to his heart like that. Eep la bum, you know it's hard like that. Eep la bum, don't you ever talk to me. You know it's hard like that. Well, the round of these days don't need no home. The sun shining out in the sun trying to warm you to his heart like that. Eep la bum, you know it's hard like that. Eep la bum, don't you ever talk to me. You know it's hard like that. When I'm gone, old gal, wanna get you so you done point my bread in your cooking stove. You look hot like that. Eep la bum, you look hot like that. Eep la bum, don't you ever talk to you. You look hot like that. I just standing here, fooling around. You done point up everything, turn you down, put down. You look hot like that. Eep la bum, you look hot like that. Eep la bum, don't you ever talk to you. You look hot like that. No girl, is you going my ride? You better take your time, don't you? Me burn out, you know it's hot like that. Eep la bum, you know it's hot like that. Eep la bum, don't you hear me talk to you? You know it's hot like that. Why now I can't use you for myself? You must be different from anyone else. You know it's hot like that. Eep la bum, oh it's hot like that. Eep la bum, don't you hear me talk to you? You know it's hot like that. Well, all last night I couldn't see no peace. This point and I got won't never see. She know it's hot like that. Eep la bum, you know it's hot like that. Eep la bum, don't you ever talk to you. You know it's hot like that. But when summer comes, it's a point in hell. You know it's hot like that. Eep la bum, you know it's hot like that. Eep la bum, don't you hear me talk to you. You know it's hot like that.
I went for the house and they all gone to bed. Went out through the window, somebody says, "Who's that knocking at the door?" "That you, Samuel?" "No, tis Jim, you ain't good looking and you can't come in. There's no use knocking at the door anymore. No use knocking at the door." "Well now," I says, "my honey, hush, you come down and make no fuss. Come right down and open the door and let me in and say no more. Who's that knocking at the door?" "That you, Samuel?" "No, tis Jim, you ain't good looking and you can't come in. There's no use knocking at the door anymore. No use knocking at the door." fire and the warm my shin. Then come the watchman, 2x3. Said, come along, fella, you go with me. Who's that knocking at the door? That's you, Sam, you won't. No, tis Jim, you ain't good looking and you can't come in. There's no use knocking at the door anymore. No use knocking at the door. They took us to the tomb where we stayed that night and never slept a wink till the broad daylight. When day began to break, chickens began to crow. Heard somebody keep a knocking at the door. Who's that knocking at the door? That's you, Sam, you won't. No, tis Jim, you ain't good looking and you can't come in. There's no use knocking at the door anymore. Quit that knocking at the door. Saw a man with a great big key in his right hand. I fell down just like I was dead. That old man with the jawbone says, who's that knocking at the door? That you, Sam, you won't. No, tis Jim, you ain't good looking and you can't come in. There's no use knocking at the door anymore. No use knocking at the door. Now, I'll tell you of an accident that happened to my gal. The first three letters of her name was Sal. She was deformed in the limbs and she had a crooked jaw. Come from an accident that happened by the door. Who's that knocking at the door? That's you, Sam, you won't. No, tis Jim, you ain't good looking at it again. Come in, there's no use knocking at the door anymore. Quit that knocking at the door.
Well, that was silly. Bob Carlin right there from his album Mr. Spaceman. Who's that knocking at the door? We heard Charlie McCoy and the Just says Charlie McCoy here, but I know I can't remember the name of the band he was with there doing It's Hot Like That from a Charlie McCoy anthology from Document Records. Great stuff, Charlie McCoy playing. He played the mandolin, he played the banjo mandolin, he played the guitar, he sang, he's great. Light Crust Doughboys before that, Hot Pretzels was the name of that tune. Light Crust Doughboys have been a band since the 1930s in one form or another. Formerly, they originally were founded by Pappy O'Daniel, owner and president, or president anyway, of the Burris Mill and Elevator Company. And they were trying to advertise the light crust flour. And it started with Milton Brown, Bob Wills, Herman Arnspigger, whose name I haven't heard before. But certainly Milton Brown and Bob Wills both went on to fame after the Light Crust Doughboys doing Texas swing music. And it was just a really hot band. And the band still exists to this day. The membership has just changed over and over and over again. So, but a lot of it's really good. Not all of it, in my opinion, but a lot of it. The Allen Brothers before that with Red Hot Ramblin' Dan. And we started with Clark Kessinger recorded at the Union Grove Folk Festival. And that was actually just kind of on the side of the stage where most of the picking happens in the middle of the day. And it's really good. Very good. He's accompanied on that album by Gene Mead playing the guitar and Dean Parker playing a three-finger banjo. And that's just some really good backup work that they do on that stuff, too. Says I. All right, well, why don't we move forward here? We got this guy and his band coming to the National this Thursday night. So it ought to be a good show. If you like bluegrass music, you might consider going. First, we'll hear a little station identification from this fellow, and then we'll hear a song from his band. You can give me a call, 649-9737, that's 804, if you're out of the area code. And here we go.
Del McCurry here. You're listening to Edge of Americana, WRIR, Richmond, Virginia.
Sleeping round my door. I tried not to see how you're using me. Can't play that little game no more.
Thank you. Tennessee raised Alabama, found if a girl leaves me, gonna move from town. Hey, what ain't that passing train, Carol Grove from town. Well, you and the train left town, don't stand on the corner, it'll hang you down. Hey, camera girl from town. Rats on the table and it's cup getting cold. Lord, someone rambling on my jelly roll. Hey, both in that passing train, camera girl from town. All gone to the depot. Bring her back, Lord, she got her fingers in my money sack. Hey, Lord, ain't that passing train, camel girl from town. Ain't that train, camel girl from town. If I had a number, Lord, I'd sure flag it down. Hey, Lord, ain't that passing train. Won't you hear that whistle blow? Let's choose the load that train will break, killing and tell me a big farmer's name. Hey, Lord, ain't that passing train, camel girl from town. The girl from back. Hey, Lord, ain't that passing train, camel girl from town. Oh, it's gone with her now. That's just 2 inches and dust 2 dozen. Show me a woman that a boy can trust. Hey, passing train, camel girls from town. Oh, it's gone, solid gone.
The Central Virginia Food Bank is participating in the Summer Food Service Program beginning June the 28th. Meals will be provided to all children without charge and are the same for all children regardless of race, color, national origin, sex, age, or disability. There'll be no discrimination in the course of the meal service. Over 50 different summer food service program sites are anticipated to participate throughout the Metro Richmond and Petersburg areas. For specific site location or for more information, please contact the Central Virginia Food Bank at 804-521-2500 or click www.feedmore.org. And WRIR wishes to thank Arius LLC Remodel and Design for their generous support. Arius LLC Remodel and Design is a design-built company that believes good design doesn't have to be harmful to you or the environment. Arius is a source for sustainable building for Richmond's historic and modern homes, taking a project from concept to completion. If you'd like more information, you can call 804-387-5344 or visit www.ariasllc.com. It's 747, and what you just heard was Frank Fairfield, who is a young, modern person. I'm not sure where he is from or exactly how old he is, but he is one of the few people who's releasing new music on Tompkins Square Records, the aforementioned record label, and he's pretty good. I juxtaposed him right before that with Roscoe Holcomb, and so Frank Fairfield was singing The Train That Took My Girl From Town, and Roscoe Holcomb sang Combs Hotel Burned Down. Roscoe Holcomb, of course, from Daisy, Kentucky, born in the early part of the 20th century and also dying in the late part, but he was just an amazing guitar and banjo player and singer. And John Cohen of the New Lost City Ramblers found him when he went down to Kentucky. And basically the story I know, anyway, is that he asked around at a local kind of general store, you know, who around here sings and plays the old songs and, you know, plays in the old styles. And they pointed him right to Roscoe Holcomb, who was a farmer, who continued to be a farmer. And a lot of great stuff came from that. So there you go. And I think Frank Fairfield is doing a pretty good job with it, much like Bob Dylan did back way back when. So before that, Tampa Red's Hokum Jug Band doing Shore Is Hot. And we started it with Del McCurry Band doing the Cold Hard Facts from their album, The Cold Hard Facts. And the Del McCurry Band, as I said, is playing this Thursday night at the National right in downtown Richmond. So let's just move forward. And at the beginning of the show, we heard from Pete Steele. And now we'll hear from his wife, Lily Steele. And she's singing this really cool a cappella song here. This one's called The Song of Hard Times. Hope you enjoy it. Give me a call if you'd like, 804-649-9737. And remember, you can check out the playlist at the newly revamped and lovely WRIR.org.
This is a song sung by Andy Whitaker, the guy that learned us a song about Cold Creek Payday and Cold Creek March, a song of hard times. Come all you good people, I'll sing you a song. I'll tell you the truth, I know I ain't wrong. From father to mother, from sister to brother, they've got in the fashion of cheating each other, and it's hard times. Since cheating has got so much in the fashion, I'm afraid it'll spread all over the nation, and it's hard times. Here's old baker bakes all the bread we eat. Likewise, the old butcher by selling his meat. They'll tip up the steel yards and make the way down and swear it's good weight if it lies 10 pounds, and it's hard times. Here's your blacksmith makes his living for the sweat of his brow. Likewise, the old farmer by following his plow. They think they are right in their own conceit. They'll cheat each other in measure and weight, and it's hard times. Since cheating has got so much in the fashion, I'm afraid it'll spread all over the nation, and it's hard times. Here's the old Methodists, they'll sigh and they'll mourn. They'll hang down their heads, they'll grunt and they'll groan. And if there's no money, they'll have to go out. They'll shut up their doors, they'll sing and they'll shout, and it's hard times. Here's young gentlemen, they'll mount and they'll go with ruffles and buffles to make a great show. They'll go to their town and call for some wine. I'm afraid a great many the gallows will find, and it's hard times. There's young ladies, they'll slick and they'll sleep. They'll roast back their hair so nice and so neat. They'll sit up in their chair so nice and so straight to make the young gentlemen think they look sweet, and it's hard times. Since cheating has got so much in the fashion, I'm afraid it'll spread all over the nation, and it's hard times. Yeah, Joe Baptist, I like to left out. I believe to my God they're the worst in the shop. They'll sell you cold iron and swear it's good steel. They'll charge you $2 a bushel for a meal, and it's hard times. Now I've concluded to finish my song. I've told you the truth, and I know I ain't wrong. And if they ain't ready to come at his call, the Lord will depart and the devil take all, and it's hard times. Since cheating has got so much in the fashion, I'm afraid it'll spread all over the nation, and it's hard times. Thank you.
quiet and peaceful country in the hills of Tennessee. You can find it in the book they call it geography. It ain't famous for its farming, its mining, or its steel, but they know the chitlin' cooking and I'm Cheatham County Hill. When it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coding in the Cheatham County Hill. I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin' cooker, I belong in that the chitlin' will fill. Oh dear, good old chitlin', flapjacks and lasses. Cheatham County in middle Tennessee, when chillin's are in season, that's where I long to be. When it's chillin' cookin' time in Cheatham County, I'll be codin' in the Cheatham County Hill. I'll pick a Cheatham County chillin' cooker, I belong in that the chillin' will fill. Lord, yeah, nothing no better than chillin' unless it's more chillin'. That art and all chitlin' cooking and all good chitlin' cook must master it by practice, cause it ain't wrote out in book. When it's chillin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coding in the Cheatham County Hill. I'll pick a Cheatham County chillin' cooker, I belong in that the chillin' will fill. Put before me, I think chitlins are the best. When I press that dying pillow, let chitlin be my last request. When it's chitlin cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coding in the Cheatham County Hill. I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin cooker, I belong in that the chitlin will fill. Always be happy, no.
where you may roam, and I hope to be with you up in heaven as we were in our old mountain home. Oh, why did you wonder? Why did you ever roam? When you know that we know when we're happy all alone in our old mountain home. Why did you ever roam? When you know that we know when we're happy all alone in our old mountain home.
Hacha! That was Hell Up Coal Holler, as played by Old Sledge. Old Sledge is a Virginia group featuring Sabre Guzman playing the guitar and Anna Roberts-Gavalt playing the banjo, and a West Virginian, Chance McCoy, playing the fiddle. And that's just good stuff. It's from a new EP that they've recently released. They're pals of mine. If they ever come through, I hope to have them in the studio. Before that, we had Nate Grauer, the fiddler, featuring a whole host of other musicians, playing Why Did You Wander from his recent release, also on Patuxent Records, called Nate Grauer. Nate's a very humble and soft-spoken person, but he's an amazing fiddler. Sam and Kirk McGee before that with Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County. I found out that is one of Harold House and Flex, one of our most devoted listeners. Comes from one of his favorite albums called Opry Old Timers, and I found it on one of these blog spot sites where people put up out of print, you know, vinyl for someone like myself to download. The legality of that is who knows, but it certainly is nice of them to do it, given that you can't get some of these recordings. It's live Opry recordings is what it is. Also featuring the Crook Brothers on some of the other tracks. Maybe I'll play a Crook. I actually do have a Crook Brothers track from the same album coming up a little bit later. And before that was Alan Jabor, Bertram Levy, and James Reed doing music of Henry Reed. That one was Quince Dillon's High D. And Quince Dillon, Henry Reed was from Glen Lynn, Virginia, which is just on the other side of Afton Mountain, really, not too far from Waynesboro. And Henry Reed learned a lot of tunes from, I believe, his uncle, Quince Dillon, who fought in the Mexican-American War, and he was actually he played the fife. And so he had all these fife tunes that Henry Reed moved over to the fiddle. Kind of interesting. And we started it with Lily Steele doing the Song of Hard Times, and that song is just hits you right in the gut, I think. So it seems to me. And, hey, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. And you're listening to Edge of Americana. My name's Josh. No auto tonight, and I'm just kind of randomly selecting things. So we'll just keep it going. How about? And we'll listen to this one. Oh, this is nice. This is Adam Tanner playing the fiddle and Frank Lee of the Freight Hoppers playing banjo and singing, and they're doing a Lead Belly tune called When I Was a Cowboy. You can give me a call, 804-649-9737.
Thank you. I made about a half a million, pulling on a bright array.
I tell you what this song was composed of.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Well, the old granddaddy said that there's an old man brought up to an old woman to spark an eye. says, old woman, don't you want to marry? She says, speak a little louder, sir, I just begin to hear you. old woman, don't you want to marry? God Almighty, bless your soul, I just begin to hear you. That's what it was composed from and called The Waves on the Ocean. That's all the words now I ever hear into it.
Well,
it's an old time, indeed.
Take them home. I'm about 5,000 feet above Albany on this perfect, beautiful, cloudless day when the girl who just pushed me out of the airplane starts screaming, "Wait, wait, your chute!"
Tune in for more true stories told live next time on the Moth Radio Hour. Storytelling for grown-ups from the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
That's Fridays from 9 to 10 in the morning right here on WRIR. And I'm very happy to have that program, The Moth, on the air. Hey, and I'm very happy to be here right now. It's Josh, and it's Edge of Americana. And you just heard the Carolina Chocolate Drops from their latest album, Genuine Negro Jig, on None Such Records, doing Cindy Gow and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. They are quite the sensation these days, indeed. Before that, Emmett Lundy, born in 1864 in Grayson County, Virginia. Talking a bit about music and also playing a tune, played Ducks on a Mill Pond. And before that, Blanche Coldiron from Kentucky, who only died last year, actually. And she was singing Hot Corn, Cold Corn. It's a Berea College recording, that one. And the Crook Brothers from that same Opry Old Timers album that Starday put out, doing Lost Indian. And that was also featuring some of the members of, Sam and Kirk McGee, anyway. And we started this with Adam Tanner and Frank Lee doing When I Was a Cowboy, Lead Belly tune from an album called Two Mules, which is on Old 97 Records. Somewhere in kind of north central North Carolina is where that record label is. Maybe Greensboro? Not sure. Anyway. Hey, it's 8:21, and just mixed bag. Just me tonight. No auto. So just kind of themeless. I had a big, long weekend full of driving and family and old friends, and my brain is totally shot. So I just picking at random here from things that I like. Feel like I'm doing a pretty good job. What do you think? Give me a call, 804-649-9737, and you know, if you like old-time music, you'll like this, because it's Tommy Jarrell and it's Kyle Creed, especially if you like Virginia/North Carolina old-time music.
Hanging on that tree, it's every time my true love plays, take a little bite of me. Across the mountain, I'm a winning in a swing. It's when I get on the other side, I'm gonna hear my woman sing. That gal is mine. Don't you hear that banjo singing? The way that gal is mine. Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's a nice young man. Feed the girl on candy.
the river, Charlie's over the river to feed my sheep, feed them on barley. Some sticks and poles fill my chimney higher. Every time it rains, snows, I put out all my fire.
Won't somebody tell me which way the Red River runs, Lord, Lord? Won't somebody tell me which way the Red River runs? Right by my door, down to the setting sun. Oh, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long, Lord, Lord. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Now the woman I love, she's got a man and gone. I'm going to Red River, going to take my rocking chair, Lord, Lord. I'm going to Red River, going to take my rocking chair. If blue don't need me, I'll rock away from here. She was buried alive. Oh, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long, Lord, Lord. Oh, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Got the woman I love, she got a man and gone.
Thank you.
Grandad's command. One more thing I'll tell you, if your life gets out of hand, don't drink from a whiskey bottle, you'll die a lonely man. Hey, bartender, pour around for me. I can't go home, it's getting late, my baby don't love me. Hey, bartender, pour around for me. I can't go home, it's getting late, my baby don't love me.
on the train. All you drunkards, you had better learn to pray. On your knees, bend down, trade your bottle for a crown. Can you hear Gabriel's call?
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Jimmy Arnold right there playing that banjo. That song is called Doing My Thang. You know. Just because you're good at playing the banjo doesn't mean you're necessarily good at titling songs, and that doesn't really matter, does it? That's from a compilation from Rebel Records called Riding with Old Mosby. Jimmy Arnold was a Fredericksburg area banjo player back in the 1970s and 80s, and really crazy, actually, a little bit nuts, but also amazing, as it happens sometimes, doesn't it? Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard before that with Gabriel's Call from a Folkways recording called Pioneering Pioneering Women of Bluegrass Music. And before that, Bruce Molsky from an album he recorded, I believe, in like 97 called Lost Boy, and that's Yellow Barber is the name of that tune. And the Earl Brothers before that, Don't Drink from a Whiskey Bottle. They've got a lot of songs about whiskey, the Earl Brothers. And the Home Folks before that, featuring Will Keys, doing Rocky Road Blues. Boy, we had to go way back, and we started it with Tommy Jarrell and Kyle Creed doing June Apple from one of many albums featuring Tommy Jarrell and Kyle Creed. This one called June Apple. Not actually your normal cast of characters there. No Fred Cockrum, no Oscar Wright, nothing like that. But really great nonetheless. And here we are at 8:41. Got another 19 minutes of Edge of Americana, and then we'll be moving on to Lee Country. Oh, doesn't it smell nice in Lee Country? Yes, it does. So let's just keep it moving. Here's the Coon Creek Gals doing Little Birdie.
I went up on the mountain, gave my horn a blow. I thought I hear my true love say, that's coming from my bow. Run mound and check a little hill, run mound and check a little hill, run mound and check a little hill, there you get your fill. If I had needle and thread, as fine as I could sew, I'd put my true love to my side, and down the road I'd go. Run mound and check a little hill, run mound and check a little hill, run mound and check a little hill, now you get your fill. Oh, now dear.
So much. We are real happy to be here with you folks tonight, and we hope you'll enjoy a few of the songs and tunes we have, and appreciate the big applause very much. We'd like to do a little instrumental here. This is one that we had some requests to do, I believe, one called The Border Ride.
Thank you.
down in Tennessee. I know that I do love her, and know that she loves me. Many hours we spend together in her little cottage door. Remember, friend, duty good to come back here no more. Goodbye, my darling, goodbye, for I am bound to go. Don't think I'm going to leave you to come back here no more. Don't trouble your mind, my darling, your trouble is all in vain. That time is swiftly coming, that I'll be back again. Way down in the blue-lit valley, the flowers they bloom so sweet. While down there with my sweetheart, her with my heart could greet. Their birthday were singing, the ivy was in bloom. Walking and talking together, I loved her at home. Oh, love, do you remember the love song I sung to you when you and I were riding in a little red canoe? The honeysuckle was blooming like a violet blue. And as she sweetly kissed me, I paddled on the canoe. We were promised to be married, how well we did agree. I know that a fair that was true love, I know that she loved me. I learned to be a teacher and teach the word of truth. I reflect back to my boyhood, while in the years of few. Once I was a sinner, but now I change my way. The darkest days of sadness is now as bright as day. I learned to love my Savior and go at His command. And in the day of judgment, our sin that is at
hand. 97.3 WRIR. Hey, this is Edge of Americana, and you're listening to Josh. Just doing all kinds of random things tonight. I've been standing on my head for the last minute and a half. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, you just heard Burnett and Rutherford, My Sweetheart in Tennessee. Jim and Jesse before that, featuring Vassar Clements on the fiddle. Border Ride, recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival. And Pope's Arkansas Mountaineers, another one for Harold there with Jawbone from the Roots of American Fiddle Music, Volume 1, which you could find at 1001tunes.com. J.E. Maynor, right before that, with Run Mountain from Proper Records release called Bluegrass Bonanza. It's a 4-CD thing, and that's from the second disc. And Coon Creek Girls started us off with Little Birdie. Well, Lee's here, folks, so you're in luck. Things are smelling good in Leeville, and people are just chattering away over there, just tapping away like someone else isn't talking into a microphone. It's how we do it at WRIR, you know? We don't care. And no, I'm taking it back. Lee cares a lot. And he's moaning and he's sighing. And it's time for me to play one more song and then get out of here. And I hope you enjoyed what you heard. And next week, I believe it would be just Otto, because I'll be playing in Greensboro, North Carolina. That's right. It's glamorous being a string band musician, folks. So, but I'll be back. I'll be back 2 weeks after that, and Otto and I will finally do our children's music show. We know no one has been waiting for it. So let's go out here with a little bit of Charlie Poole doing Milwaukee Blues.
Morning and it looked like a rain around the curve. I'm a passenger train on the blind set of old Bill Jones. Good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Trying to get home. He's trying to get home. He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Down somebody and the leaves are getting down. I got to catch the freight train and leave this town, 'cause it don't allow no hobo to hangin' around.